Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, good morning. If you're in the afternoon, good afternoon. And if it's evening for you, good evening. This is Jumi, creator of Glam Naturally. Or how are you doing today? I hope you've had such an amazing week. And today, actually the topic for today, I want to start talking about how you can, you know, because I really want to help more women, especially mothers or single mom or, you know, women in general, young ladies. I really want to help you know that, you know, apart from your full-time job, you can actually find your passion, find a side hustle, and one day make it your main hustle, you know. It is so possible. So the purpose of my podcast, I'm telling a story, but it's to literally get to this level where I can advise or teach you how I've done it so far and just help someone out there, honestly. So today, the topic is, do you really need a huge capital to start a business? So the reason why I want to talk about this is because I'm also going to tie this back to my story and how I started. But before I do, I would love to share with you what the word for today is. So the word for today is also UCB, keep trusting God. Keep trusting God. Don't give up in whatever you do. It might not be your time, but delay is not denial. So keep trusting in the Lord. And the memory verse is from Philippians 1:6, which says, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Amen. That is one of my favorite verse in the Bible. He who has begun a good work in your life, believe it, it will surely complete it. There might be stops, there might be challenges during the way, but it doesn't mean that it's sleeping, is working for you. It says, when Mark Matusek told people that a potentially fatal disease had saved his life, they didn't understand. He wasn't glad he got sick, but without it, it never had discovered and tapped into the strength to comfort and overcome some of his core fears. He writes, hardship can be the blood in muscles that pushes us forward. Crisis takes us to the brink and focuses us to keep moving. When people call it a blessing, they are describing a paradox. Crisis can make us come alive as never before. The truth is, God is committed to your spiritual growth. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. And along the way, you will be tested, sometimes to your limits. One of the right spiritual tests try our faith and commitment. Remember Abraham and Isaac. Nothing makes us prouder than seeing our children succeed. And God had great plans for Isaac. What could possibly go wrong? We've stood in Abraham's sandals and clung to God's promises. Yet sicknesses lingers, financial troubles invade, friends betray us, and death calls. Abraham responded with trust and commitment. It wasn't easy for him. We know that the outcome. He didn't. Yet he was prepared to take his son's life. God never wanted Isaac's death. He wants our whole and committed heart. When trials don't make sense, he promises to set limits, to walk with us and bring forth good. I hope that's ministered to you because it has definitely ministered to me. There'll always be trials and temptation in our life, but let's keep walking the good faith in Christ. So that being said, this is going to be quite a short podcast, but I just wanted to encourage you out there because I have spoken to quite a few people about, you know, encouraging them to start a business, and the first thing they always tell me, but I don't have the money to do it, or how will I start? Or I actually don't have the capital. Honestly, when I look at a lot of people and I see the shoes they're wearing, and now, you know, you're wearing almost $150 shoes, or your bag costs maybe $350. I mean, if you really want to start a business and you're serious about it, you have to put money aside. But you honestly do not need a huge capital to do that. You don't need a huge capital to the business in whatever you're doing. You don't need. So just put it aside. It could be in your bank account or savings account, or even if you want to hold it as cash, you could do that too, but I don't recommend that one. But $10 a day, let's say it's 30 days in a month, right? That is $300 right there. That's enough for you to start a business. Honestly, that is more than enough for you to start a business. I started my business with a $250 with $250, basically, that's it. That's how much I had. That's how much I saved up. I bought my bottles. I bought my essential oils. I bought the oils. I bought all of them because I was not doing it at a larger scale. Because remember, it was the first time. No one knew about me. Just my family and friends bought from me. So I really didn't need that much capital to do that. So I used $250 and I was able to make 20 bottles with that. Okay. So I made 20 bottles from $250. And then I was selling one bottle for $10, which then is so funny. A lot of people went that, oh my God, it's so expensive. Why would you be selling it? Some people said that. Now, wow, for that tiny bottle, $10. I'm like, yeah, because it cost me that much to make that bottle. And if I don't sell it this way, I'm not going to make a profit. Because then I only had like 7 oils in the bottles. Now I have double of that amount, which is why the rates is doubled. Of course, that makes sense because now I've put in more. Because initially when I started the business, I wanted to just create a hair oil, not necessarily to grow back people's hair, but to just encourage healthier hair, period. And instead of you using your beauty supplies, oils that you don't even know where they're made or what ingredients you're putting in your hair, at least you know you have organic product going in your hair, which is going to encourage, you know, healthier hair. Even if it doesn't grow back, it would make it healthy. So that was the main goal. So I made 20 bottles. And I was able to almost double the profit. And that was how I kept going. So all the money that I made from the business, I didn't necessarily spend it for my own personal use. I actually used that same money to invest in my business. So when I made the profit from it, because initially, and that was I was able to use $250, I did a lot of things myself. I created my own logo. I bought a label machine. Like I think it was like $50, and I did my own labeling myself, but the quality was rubbish, but I didn't let it stop me. So I was able to save cost in some ways because I was doing so many, because I'm quite internet savvy and computer savvy, so I used that to my advantage. So many things I did myself. The bottles were the only things, the bottles and the oils were, and of course the label machine were the only things that I had to put money and spend to. The rest of the other little things I did, the advertising I did myself, my Facebook ads, I did that myself. And the label, I did everything all by myself. So I was able to save cost that way. So this is what my advice to you. Like, you really do not need that much money to start. Even if you have $500 or $250, you know, make use of what you've got. And I'm sure you have a lot of talents in you that you don't even know you have. And sometimes you just need to take that leap of faith. And then you start seeing things, you start noticing things about yourself that you never noticed. And that was me. Like, I didn't know I could do so many things. And I was learning as I went by. But it's like now I feel like I know so much about, you know, building a business, period, because I have put myself 100% into building my brand. And one thing that I always tell everyone, it's so important for you to have a good and positive attitude, because I'll tell you, you'll be very discouraged. The beginning stage is always the hardest part. My first full year of running Glam Naturally Oil in 2017, I made money, but I didn't make profit because all that money I took to just get people to know more about Glam Natural and trust. It's so important for people to be able to trust whatever brand you're building, because if you put a sour taste in their mouth, they're going to tell everybody they know about it, and that's like potential customers that you're losing right there. So I wanted to build my brand on 100% customer satisfaction, 100% customer services, and 100% quality product. And those are the three things that I put as my goal in 2017. That this is what I want to build. I don't even want to make that much money now. I just want to do that first. And when people can trust your brand and trust you as a person, you know, they would invest more into you without having to regret it, because they know and they've seen how you've treated others and how you've treated, you know, other customers. So I created Glam Naturally. I have a blog, Glam Naturally. So I always, you know, advise that if you have a passion for something, you know, just take pictures of it. Doesn't have to be the most perfect picture. Take a picture of it and just post it. You know, create a Facebook page and an Instagram page and blog about anything relating to what you want to create. So I had a Glam Naturally blog, which blogged about natural hair because I had passion for natural hair. So I was just blogging about that. And I wanted to create another page that would be dedicated solely to my business. So I created Glam Naturally Oil, I think end of 2016. I did that. And I was able to grow that page within this time last year. That page was at, I think, 7,000 followers. And now we're at almost 33,000 followers. And, you know, that's building your tribe. So it's important for you to be consistent, because if I was not consistently posting my reviews on my brand and putting it in the face of the world, then it would not be where it is. So if you have a passion for business, you cannot be lazy and you cannot give up just because it's not going your way. That first year is so hard. It's so tough. But once you break that and you build your tribe and, you know, you take it to the next level, then so many things will become like easier and automatic for you. You wouldn't have to work, you know, that you still have to work hard, but it wouldn't be like 10 times harder than what you were doing in the first year or second year of your business. So find your passion, create a blog about your passion, and build your brand around that. You know, people trust consistency. So you want to show them that you can be consistent. You don't need hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to start a business. I know it's even the biggest businesses that get so much funding and investment, most of them don't make profit until maybe the second or third year. You know, it depends on what you're doing. But I just wanted to encourage you that you can do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. I actually do take pictures of when I started, my labeling was peeling off within 2 weeks. You don't see the name of my brand and my products. So I had to change something. So that was when in 2017, I changed everything. My logo was changed. I actually invested money into getting a better logo. I invested money into getting better labeling. labels, so for them to be waterproof, because I dealt with a lot of oils. I am dealing with a lot of oils. All my products is oils, basically. It's oil-based. So I needed something that would be water-resistant and oil-proof, so that if those oils are coming off the label, it would not take off the name. It would not take off the print on the label, you know. So I was able to get quality as I went, but I did not start on a quality basis. I just wanted to start on a quality product, quality customer services, and quality customer satisfaction. That was how I started. So those three things I think is very important. You know, don't start a business thinking, oh my gosh, I want to make that much money in the world. No, you want to start a business based on who can I help today, or how can I be of service to someone, or not how can I take their money, or how can I make money off this. No, if you start a business that way, unfortunately, your business is not going to succeed. It's the truth, period. You have to come with a good heart and a clean heart when you're doing a business, and treat everyone the way you want to be treated, and see God prosper you. You know, see God prosper you. That's all I can say. You know, a lot of people ask me, how were you able to grow your business that fast? And I tell them, look, it's God. It's not me. I mean, apart from the fact that I'm dreamy and I have my personality, but God has blessed and favored me. You know, I remember telling one of my adopted sisters last year, actually, when she was like, gosh, sis, your business just blew up overnight. I'm like, girl, it didn't just blow up overnight. You have no idea how much work I did. I did more work on my knees praying to God than what you're seeing out there on Instagram and everywhere. I prayed. I had an agenda. And I'm actually going to share my prayer list, my prayer requests, because I wrote them all down in 2017, what I wanted for God to do for Glam Naturally. I wrote them down. And, you know, sometime I'm going to share it sometime during the end of my podcast, or sometime maybe before the end of this year, the prayers and the strategic prayers that I prayed for Glam Naturally Oil. You know, I've taken a leap of faith, but I've let God take the lead in leading me on how to build this brand, mostly all by myself with my husband. And I just recently added a marketing manager to our team. So, but, you know, before he came, I was doing everything all by myself. And it's amazing what you can get when you put your heart into something. It's amazing the results that comes out of your hard work once you do it with a good heart. So like I said, you don't need that much money to start a business. You don't need that much capital to start. Just start. I hope this has blessed you. If it has, leave me an a review, a message, and you can send me a message, actually an email, to jumigrow@gmail.com or glamrygrace@gmail.com. Thank you, and I will see you through.